This is The Potty with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right, P-O-D-D-Y.
Hey kids, it's the Trim Healthy Podcast with Serene, Pearl, and Danny. And yo, I just ordered something and it better be good.
What'd you order?
From your website, the new shampoo
that
you said nothing about.
It's good for curly guys too.
Is it?
Yes.
So I didn't look what's in it because I already know it's fine.
Yeah, you know it's fine.
But I'm curious, like, what's in it?
Well,
and if it is going
to
work.
It's funny that we didn't even tell you to do this. It's the best. It's the only shampoo out in the world that actually has a proper pH, because even natural shampoos, or ones that even are not natural, that they say, you know, pH to your hair, it's only when they're formulated. 3 or 4 weeks later, they're not the right pH.
Because it's not stable. Most of them, all of them, apparently, they don't have this technique that keeps that pH stable through its shelf life.
Yeah, so no, your hair, now don't expect a huge lather. Or if you want to do two shampoos, you just put a little bit in, lather it up.
Oh, I don't care about a lather.
And then if you want to lather, though, the second one will lather.
But oh, and it will get it squeakier, too.
Why is pH important, Leslie says?
Yes, Serena.
Well, pH is important because your hair is a certain pH, mm-hmm, and your scalp is healthiest and your hair is healthiest when you match that pH. When you go too far out either way on the pH spectrum, you're making your scalp more susceptible to agitation, to
or even follicle loss of hair.
Yes, and also microbial, infections and anything that can happen, to your scalp, because that protective, when you're in that perfect pH, your scalp is in that protected mode.
And also, amazingly, like a lot of people, we've had, I think, more testimonies about this than any other product. And I didn't even know all this would happen. People that have like dermatitis off the scalp, all sorts of issues with their scalp, are like, oh my goodness, I haven't been able to use a shampoo where it just doesn't burn my head because of my issues on my scalp, and they're able to use it. So, Dan, you tell us what you think when you get it, though.
Well, I've always been curious. Again, I didn't read your instructions, but, whenever I read what's on the ingredients in shampoo bottles, and it's there's some standards like sodium lauryl sulfate and things like that. Is all that legit? Is it in your product?
No way. Of course, that's what makes it sudsy, but that's extremely harmful to your body, and they cross into your bloodstream. Think of all those suds flowing down your body. They go, if you're a woman, they go down your breasts. All of your skin is really like a sponge. They go down, down your stomach, down your whole legs.
Name every pinky on your toe. Like the big toe will be touched.
No, that's what
I think. The second toe will also be affected.
If ever I am in a hotel shower or something and I didn't bring my good shampoo, because even before I was using Trim Healthy, I tried to get a natural shampoo, right? I would try to rinse my hair so that it didn't go down my body because of all the sulfates and the parabens. Because your body, think of it, it's not just putting something on your face, your whole entire body absorbs that junk.
Yeah.
So shampoo is the worst.
I've manically, obsessively thought about it.
Yeah, have you ever tried to not let it go down your hair and rinse your hair off so it just goes down the drain?
I've actually done that.
Yes.
I'll try to wash my hair, but just the tips.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I'm like, how close can I? I'll try to get down to like an inch to the scalp, and then I'll like rinse it out like a maniac. Don't stare at me, Les.
I know. I like have to contort my body in all sorts of ways so that junk doesn't slide down my body.
Or you could just remember to bring the good stuff.
Yeah, I know, but I fear that it shall leak out in my case.
Oh, yes.
Hey, I got one of Danny's peels from his Mandarin Cutie. Do you ever sit there and just eat the white off a peel?
Love.
No, we don't.
The pith. You don't?
No.
The pith. It's this where the flavonoids are. It's so fun.
You're talking about this internal?
You don't even just chew on that white stuff and bite it off and just chew it?
I'm going to now.
Try it. It's so yummy.
Especially if you get a navel orange.
Leslie, your face is concerned. You've never done it? Not as a child?
Yeah, but there's not as much on the cutie mandarins. The navel oranges have a good thick pith.
You were never starving them. When I was a child, once I got my mandarin, I needed more.
Oh, I know. But listen, you haven't heard the word pith?
Pearl grew up in Berlin in like the 60s.
John, Danny, Pops, pith? Pith? Pith?
It's where all those bioflavonoids
are. The white part of the citrus, the pith? Oh, pith. I think I've heard that word pith from our mother when we grew up more than any other name.
You don't have pith, Leslie. It's a good... Yeah. Do you call it pith, John? The white of an orange. Pith.
Yeah, the pith.
Wonder if pithy comes from pith.
Well, I'll tell you what. Every single day I remember hearing our mother say pith. Don't you remember? The pith was a very big word in our house.
Anyway, I'm enjoying the pith.
Hey, we're just like, Leslie, you're slow on
Where's
the bell.
Your bell
we
list?
Need 10 bells. Like, we're 10 bells late. Hmm. Okay, so Pearl's like, Serene, do you have anything for us today?
I said and, that.
Well, I mean, I just have a little bit of something. It's not any teleprompted,
How
you know,
much
like,
of a
well
meat
thought
is it,
thing.
Serene? Could you describe this piece of meat that you have?
I would like to say that it was a revelation that I got about a week ago. And when I got that, I felt like that was a good piece of ham. Not that you would get during the year, but that you'd buy at Christmas time, the thicker slices.
Thicker
cut.
So it's a deli meat ham going on a sandwich.
No, a Christmas cut one.
Ooh, special.
Do you know what I appreciate about Serene?
Which you carve yourself.
Oof.
Serene Christmas Campbell.
Yes, that is my name.
Do you know what I appreciate about you and...
Just for new peeps in the room, Campbell is my maiden name. Pearls too. Apparently.
Oh, that's right. I see, y'all are like the Campbell girls to me.
Yeah.
But I know.
Yeah.
But you know. What I appreciate is that I've seen so many shows where... It's almost like the only way to do a show now is everybody's got to be an expert. And while you have all of the cred of like a proper guru, like a proper expert.
I didn't know about that, Dan.
Somebody who, I mean, it's not like you didn't like go to school for a couple years to learn about nutrients. Since you were like six, you obsessed and have made this like your entire life of study. Like you have a beyond a master's degree and you
I
have,
don't know about that.
You've put it in practice, not only for yourself, but for like literally hundreds of thousands of people. I could say the same thing about you, Pearl.
No, Dan, you just keep going on, Serene.
No,
you
know, I like it for Pearl.
And yet you have all the credibility to come and say, statistics say, and this is what's happening, you know, to get really data and really technical. And yet you're always like, here's what is blowing me away right now. And I just appreciate that.
Aww.
I appreciate the real woman that sits behind the mic.
Oh, Dan. Isn't Dan nice?
I can say the same for you, Pearl.
No.
I see you over there.
No, no, no. You said kind things about me.
Okay,
it
good.
It must be when it feels it must be spoken.
Yeah. I'll get you too, though.
Please, I like for it to be who it's for, and I feel no neglect.
Well, good. I didn't necessarily feel I matched all of that, but he's sweet for saying it. But I do want to say this is that piece of a Christmas ham, but it's going to be reheated. And I don't know if it's going to taste as good as the first heat.
Why you got to set it up like that?
Well, it's because I got this and I shared this revelation on our private group that we have called the Treasure Hunters. And I really felt it. Like I had the heartbeat when I was writing it. You know, have you ever had a heartbeat because you got like something
burning.
Like burning to share and your heart is just kind of like you can sense that you have that organ in your body. You know how sometimes it's just there and you have to go touch your heart to feel it. But like, I was like, I have to share this.
Leftovers are best
sometimes.
Okay, great.
But Pearl was the one. She's like, you know, she's like, do you have anything? And I'm like, a little something. She goes, well, I want you to share actually that thing that you shared on the Hunters group about persistent people. And so that's my revelation that we as people who want to really grab hold of life and grab hold of truth and grab hold of like victory, that we are persistent people. And I had been reading, you know, in the Bible, you know, doing my little morning read and I was reading that part that says, ask and keep on asking and it will be given to you. Seek and keep on seeking and you will find, you know, I'm sure you guys have read it. Knock and keep on knocking and the door will be open to you. Dan, I mean, you've heard it a million times. And you all, you understand the spiritual application of that, right? And I want to.
I don't, but I want to.
You do, right? You know that
Maybe.
I want to keep that open dialogue between me and God where I'm always asking questions and I'm always going to him for answers and I'm never satisfied with just one little level of truth, but I'm knocking on that door of revelation and I'm like, okay, can I go to the next level? You know, I want to be one of those people that keeps on keeping on. And I want to be a continual seeker, right?
And you know what I want to be?
What?
A continual promise taker too.
Oh,
I want
yes.
to be opening more and more of the gifts
oh, I
that
love
he has
that.
For me.
I love that, Pearl. I love that. So we want to be one of those people that keeps on keeping on, right? So I get that in the spirit. But something struck me when I read that. And I'm like, I don't think that we necessarily bring that over to the practical in life, and that we realize that it's the same tactic of gain works just as well in the practical. Because, you know, I was sharing to the hunters group that, you know, some people, they think, oh, okay, I'm going to eat salad every day to detox my body because I've got a, you know, got a little bit of breaking out. And if there's still like a pimple on their chin in a week's time, salads don't work for detox. Like that's it. That's that.
Right.
And I also shared with them, I'm like, if you're just like, okay, I'm going to start doing exercises with weight bearing, you know, I'm going to do a few weights because I'm going to start toning up this body. But if after a month you still only feel jiggle, well, I'm throwing in the towel that it didn't work. It's not for me. My body doesn't respond. Right. Or it'd be like, you know, there's so many other things that we just do for just that little bit of time, and we don't keep on knocking. We don't have that persistence, because I feel like what the revelation I got was biblical persistence that God was trying to tell us about in that little scripture there that I said in the beginning, was a persistence that doesn't have a flip side to the sign. You know, like there's signs at, you know, crossroads, intersections on the road, and there'll be the go, and then you can flip it around to the stop, right? And I feel like the persistence that we have oftentimes in the things, you know, the practical things of day to day is like a sign, and we give it a go. We put our go up, okay, go. But as soon as it's not working for us, we can just flip that sign around and just say, oh, stop now. But I feel like, you know, the biblical persistence, that persistence that really works, that is the true definition of persistence, does not have a flip sign. You just keep going and going and going like the Energizer Bunny. You just keep going, and when you've gone, you go again, and then you keep going, like knock and keep on knocking. Seek and keep on seeking. Keep on, keep on, keep on. And, you know, that parable in the Bible talked about, you know, if the person came to the door and asked for a loaf of bread, you know, and you wouldn't get up because it was your friend, but you got up because you were so, this person would not stop knocking, you know, and that was the example in the Bible. And I feel like we can gain so much, you know, and I feel like we get to a certain point, and just before harvest, just before we're going to see results, we stop knocking, we stop seeking, we stop asking our body to respond, or asking questions, or seeking more knowledge.
But I think, Serene, we're living in a world where, you know, there's seed. I think you're probably going to talk about this seed mm-hmm. time, and then there's harvest. Mm-hmm. For most of the time when the seed's in the ground, you don't see nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah. We live in a world where it's just about the harvest. You put right. the seed in. If you're not harvesting tomorrow, oh, forget that. That where's the seed? Where's the harvest? You know, we live in a world of social media where the reels and all the quick and all the give me now and the 5 weeks to shredded body and all that. It's all harvest, harvest,
and
harvest.
And half of those things have also been tweaked.
Yeah.
You know, that may like, look, I've done this for 2 weeks and look at my body now. It's probably like a lot of like, what do you call those pick monkey or those computer.
Airbrushed.
Yeah, airbrushed.
Yeah, but I was talking to someone today actually who said, oh, I'm trying a new thing. And I said, what is it? And they didn't want to tell me. They said, what is it? And they said, oh, it's carnivore, you know. And I said, oh yeah, that'll work for you.
Yeah.
Of course it's going to. They say, 28, how long you know, and he said, I'm just going to do 28 days first and then we'll see how I'm like, oh yeah, it'd be great. 28 days, you'll see a lot. It's going to ruin you eventually, but 28 days, you'll be shredded.
Right.
Yes. But it's also going to tank your leptin levels.
Yeah.
It's also going to make your diversity in your microbiome of your gut much smaller. It's also going to lower your T3 thyroid hormone. But yeah, you'll be shredded.
You know, that's right. But only shredded for a certain time.
I wonder how many people, like as they're in their final decade, would say, I did this one particular fad diet my entire life, and it is just the way. I feel like you can do that with Trim Healthy Mama because it isn't like rule 10 rules to a fad diet.
Mm-hmm.
You guys keep pushing, at least what I take away is meat, fruits, and vegetables, and a properly balanced carb.
Mm-hmm.
That's to me, that's how I summarize. I could be wrong. That's how I summarize Trim Healthy Mama.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a fair summary?
It is fair, very fair. Danny.
Yeah. So like, I feel like
the Dan definition yeah. worked.
Okay. I feel like in my final decade, I could say, not that I would, as if I'll be all stoked about food and how I ate. But I'm just saying, like, I feel like I could say, if someone was like, how did you eat, old man Valdez? I could look back and be like, I just did the THM way.
Mm.
But I would never call it a diet.
You wouldn't.
But I could say that now. Like if this was it, you know, today.
Meat and fruits and vegetables and good carbs.
But I do want to say though, I wasn't going to bring up Trim Healthy, but I love the way Dan brings it home. That's good.
Well, because I'm always trying to understand what you're saying.
That's good.
In my little
ADD. I wasn't going to bring it up, but let's just bring it up. I've heard, I tried Trim Healthy, Mama.
Okay.
But it didn't work for me. I've heard that. People that give the Pinterest go, you know, mm-hmm. they try the Pinterest recipes,
mm-hmm.
you know, the cream cheese ones or whatever, and they give it a go, what they understand is Trim Healthy Mama. But I'm just saying, Trim Healthy Mama, whatever it is that's good, that's sane, you got to knock more than just a little bit. You got to put the seed in and water it for longer than you may think. A lot of people with weight loss, they're like, well, I tried that and I haven't even lost a pound yet and it's been 2 months. Keep on knocking.
And keep on seeking, because there's more truth to the than just what the Pinterest recipes say.
Exactly.
You know, I love when Debbie Martin, Coach Debbie, came on here and shared her story.
Yes.
And, you know, she said she did Trim Healthy Mama. She did it kind of Pinterest recipe at first even, and she lost weight because it was kind of a lot of S meals. Mm-hmm. She was kind of doing keto actually. A carb meal here and there.
Mm-hmm.
And then she said, and it stopped working for her after a while. Well, it did, of course, because she didn't put the carb meals in enough.
Her, you know, her T3 had tanked. Gone down, and her leptin had gone down. Everything that happens.
So then she tried all of these other diets. Then she came back to, she's like, what could I sustain? Oh, what is there anything I've done in my life? And she said, oh, that Trim Healthy Mama thing, that seems sustainable. So she said, I'm just going to spend a whole year figuring out what it is. I'm not even going to try to lose weight.
She kept seeking.
She kept seeking. And now, and then, once she kept seeking and then she started walking in it, that's when it started to manifest in her life.
I think that's where the knowledge is power. Like the knowledge that not even like Trim Healthy Mama aside, like protein, like meat from the earth, vegetables from the earth, carb from the earth on the side in balance, to me is not, I'm not even like thinking about what sort of diet I'm on or who told me about it. Mm-hmm. And I'm not doing it to lose weight or really any other motive. It's valuable in its own right.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm eating this way because I value eating this way. And so now I don't have to think about the diet that I'm on and how's it going. Like if somebody would be like, how's THM for you, Dane? I'd be like, I'm not THM. What do you mean? I'm not on a THM plan.
Right.
Well, but every meal you eat is right out of the cookbook or it's exactly what they talk about. I would say, oh, well, you can call me any name you like then, but this is food and it's not about like a diet or even goals.
And this is what I want to say too about Coach Debbie. And it relates to the scripture that I think goes along with this whole persistence thing. You know how it says in the Bible, I don't know exactly where it is right now because I've gone out of my notes where I had the verse. But it was, you know, in that scripture that says, give all that you have, but get, like do all that you can. And when you've done all you can, stand.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning keep in that persistence. That's what Coach Debbie did.
Yeah.
She had done it all and she'd got to even a stuck place, but she's like, no, I'm just going to find out the true truth here. And then I'm going to just stand in it. Even if I don't lose weight, I'll just continue to stand and continue to stand. And look, she's, I don't know how many pounds down. Mm-hmm. She looks really amazing and her thyroid's doing so much better. Because of that persistence, she didn't give up, but she could have said, I'm throwing in the towel, nothing, because she tried every other diet. Mm-hmm. So Trim Healthy Mama was her last choice. So basically, if she threw in the towel, she would have thrown everything away and just say, well, I'm just going to be miserable and eat junk and just give up. So, and I do want to say this, and then guys, please interrupt, but I wanted to get these thoughts out. In the practical as in the spiritual, I feel like this focus only on harvest and forgetting those first couple of steps, which is planting the seed and then watering the seed. It's so dangerous because even in my Christianity and people that I've talked to, it's like, well, so-and-so said, you know, if you claim if you claim prosperity over your life, you know, well then, you know, I should have my mortgage paid, you know, this month, and it won't be a struggle. And then I can, you know, even have most of my down payment on my Ferrari coming, whatever, you know, just that prosperity.
Yeah.
But that's not necessarily the harvest that God has promised you either. Mm-hmm. But some people don't want to do the work of planting the seed, mm-hmm. you know, watering the seed, doing the hard work of say, you know, business ideas mm-hmm. and watering those business ideas and making the money for that prosperity, yeah. or even planting the word of the Lord yeah. in our lives for different things, watering that with consistency and belief and guiding our heart in those promises. We just want those promises. Well, the Bible promises me peace. Well, have you planted peace in your heart? Have you watered peace? You can't expect a harvest of peace.
So
you know,
good.
you want to have that feeling of love, you know, for your family more. You feel like you're just being too agitated. And you're like, oh God, give me your love. I just want to be a conduit of your love. And then you get frustrated. God, are you even out there? Because I don't feel your love flowing through me. Mm. Well, have you planted Ooh. His love? Have you watered it into your soul and guided your heart in it? And so that's what I'm trying to say, even now in the practical. Are you really planting the seeds of health?
Mm.
And are you watering them? And are you watering them for their appropriate season? Because I know when I plant seeds in my garden, sometimes I'll say it again, the blinking well long time that they need to be watering them. Mm-hmm. And I need to be weeding. That's the other thing, weeding out the things that are going to choke up those seeds.
Yes.
And sometimes it's a very long time before you can expect your harvest, but a harvest will come. And that's what I want to say. It's a promise. You know how there's laws of gravity, and I'm going to shut up after this.
Oh, it's
and
so
there's
good.
All
Keep
these
going.
Laws that you have that control our universe. They are laws. Well, the Bible says that the seed time and harvest is a law, and it shall remain until God, you know, folds all of this up.
Yeah.
It shall remain. So if you have planted the seed, and if you have been persistent in your watering, I promise you, and I'm here to encourage you, and I want you to be so excited that your harvest is coming and you can bank on it.
Oh, so good. Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
Trim Healthy Mama. Super for you. Spotlight.
Today's Superfood Spotlight is brought to you by Oranges and Bananos. Found
no,
at
no
every
bananas.
Local grocery store.
Hey, bananas aren't citrus.
They ought to be.
No.
Think about them. Just look at them.
Tropical fruit, Dan.
Just look at them, though.
No, they ain't.
No?
No.
Well, you know, I didn't say they were citrus. I just said
that
they're brought to you.
Bananas is helping pay for this.
Do you know what? I'm excited to do a whole superfood spotlight on citrus fruits. Do you know why?
Why, Pearl?
Oh, they rock my world. Yeah.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. You know what? I don't buy, and we're doing this citrus spotlight because Danny came in eating mandarins, right? And then I was sitting there eating the yummy citrus pith, which the pith, the white part, is full of bioflavonoids. It's really good for your blood vessels. So if you don't want to eat the white, you can actually get a supplement. And it's really good for varicose veins, heart, everything like that. Or you can just, you know, eat that pith that I do. But you know what I love? Do you know why citrus rocks my world?
Why, Pearl?
I don't buy a lot of oranges. I love them, but I love more lemons and limes. Why do I love them? Mm. Because I love sour. I'm addicted to sour, and this is why I love kefir so much. Lemons, I used to use, Serene, as you know, a lot of vinegars on my salad. Anything mm-hmm. sour lowers your blood mm-hmm. sugar response to a meal. So if you're having a carb, tip, include some sour in your meal because it lowers your blood sugar response. Now, on my salads every night, I have got this new recipe that I want to tell you about, Serene. I've been meaning to. I do a combination of both lemon and balsamic vinegar now.
Ooh,
and I put tahini
yum.
In it
Ooh.
And I put nutritional yeast. Here it is. I put a full lemon, juice of one full lemon. Now, let me
Ooh,
tell you it's sour.
Nice.
If you don't want a full lemon, you could go with half. Then you'd add a bit more water. Then I sprinkle in some balsamic vinegar.
So hold on. This is in a dressing
This
thing,
is for one person
or are you
for
putting
one salad.
It over your salad?
I mix it in a little cup and then pour it over
so
my salad.
So this is in a cup right now.
Yes. And I can feel it zing my whole body, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so one juice of one full lemon.
Yeah.
And then about a, I don't know how much.
Medium size, small size,
a
large
big,
size.
A big, large lemon,
a large
girl.
Lemon.
Get it. Get it. And then some balsamic vinegar. I don't know how much. Maybe a tablespoon. I just swirl it in. Mm-hmm. I put a little tiny bit of swirl of Bragg's. Mm-hmm. The slightest amount of cayenne pepper. I need to do that.
People don't do Bragg's. They could do like a soy
whatever,
sauce.
Whatever. You don't need that. Yeah. 2 teaspoons of tahini and 1.5 teaspoons.
What?
1.5 tablespoons of nutritional yeast.
She saw
yeast.
Me laughing at when she went, I don't know.
I repeated. That, pour that over your mixed greens, right? Then put your protein on top.
Oh. Do you do romaine or do you like the spring mix or what do you
doesn't
do?
Doesn't matter, girl. Just
yeah, but
get
what
it.
Do you, what's your go-to? I want
last two nights I've done spring mix with that.
Yeah, nice.
And then I put my salmon over top. Yeah. And then I put, of course, some sort of nut.
Do you move your leaves aside and plate the salmon in the middle or do you just
put it on
and let it hot? The leaves.
Oh, I love it to hot the leaves.
Okay.
I hot the leaves as well.
You do hot the leaves.
I do.
You
how about yourself?
To hot the leaves.
I'm learning to hot the leaves today.
Maybe you should this
you
evening.
Better hot those
I
leaves.
I usually move them aside and plate these.
But you could do the same thing with the lime, Dan. Aside. And then instead of the lemon, if you wanted like a different thing and do a piece of chicken instead of salmon, you could blacken your chicken and you could do the same sort of dressing, but with a lime and you could put some chili powder in there.
Nice.
Yeah. When you get the chili and the lime,
ooh,
you're getting into the goods.
And it just.
Are you going to speak to the limes for us? Good old Dan of the Spaniards.
I can speak into the miracle power of the lime.
Yeah.
Maybe not from a textbook perspective, but from a Mexican perspective, I can tell you that the lime improves so many things.
It does. It just improves.
It sounds like that's why all the Mexican men have continued to spawn the world. That's what he's like. I tell you, the lime.
I tell you the truth.
I can speak into it for all of us Mexican men.
And you can squeeze a lime. A lime will fix a bad taco.
Yeah, it will.
Lime will fix bad taste in water.
Yeah.
A lime, you can squirt it in your brother's eye.
First food for a baby, right? So you can capture that little picture.
Yes. And let me tell you something.
Yeah, when they make the face, the lime or the lemon face.
The lemons and the limes. Look, every kid's favorite candy is what? Sour Patch Kids. Okay. Mm-hmm. It's the craving. It's the missing food in their diet is that sour, that too much for the mouth to take experience. It's fun.
Yes,
it's enjoyable.
It is too much for the mouth to take experience, isn't it? That's so well put.
We call it at our house, lemons and limes. What do we call it? God's candy.
Oh, yes. I like that.
And that's because if you're just like, I want ice cream, I want candy, slice a lime wedge and just wear it like a smile in your teeth.
Yeah.
And just bite down. Now, that may be bad for your teeth. I don't know. Is that too acidic?
Probably is, but we're not going
straight
by
away
what they say.
Fine.
Yeah, but not
we're not dentists.
And not... I hope you heard that in the background. but
I want to repeat it. I'm such a rebel.
But lemons and limes, I even have a theory. Maybe you can confirm. This has been a private theory of mine, is that they are like a, you know how they'll put like lemon in cleaner?
Yeah.
I've had this theory that like it cleans you.
Oh, I believe
it. Yes.
Does it?
Yes, Danny. And when I have my new dressing on my salad every night, I feel like it's cleaning me. Every cell is feeling brushed.
Yeah.
Someone's going in there and scrubbing out the toxins.
I feel like it's too intense for little bad bugs.
It is.
And just to tell you also what I love about a lemon, an organic lemon, you could probably do it with lime. I've actually been doing it with lime lately, but I'm not sure if I think I might like the lemon better. For all of you who are on the kefir bandwagon, I second ferment my kefir I just peel, I get the pith, and the yellow zest, right? Just like a 2-inch little swath. I just kind of mow it off, you know, with a paring knife. And I drop that in my freshly harvested kefir and leave that kefir out for another 4 hours to 12 hours.
Do you put baobab in as well, which is kind of citrusy?
No. I mean, I do when I make my drink finally, but that's how I second ferment it. And
because you told
refreshing.
Everyone you were second fermenting with some baobab a while
yeah,
back.
Yeah, but that's before I did the lemons. I jump on things and jump off, remember? Okay, but kefir will remain.
Kefir will remain.
Yeah.
Yes, the alkalinity of lemons
is
John.
Huge. And also I want to say for mental health, citrus is incredible. You know that there is a crystalline element called, and I want to spell it because I might pronounce it wrong, but it's A-P-I-G-E-N-I-N, apigenin. Do you think that's how we'd say
apigenin,
it?
Apigenin, maybe.
But it has antidepressant qualities. And
a lemon and lime will do that to you.
Yes. Do you notice any essential oil, like little, like aromatherapy spray or perfume that has been formulated? If it's for depression, it'll always have a citrus. It'll have like a lemon or a sweet orange essential oil because they know that it does fight depression. You just sniff like a peel of citrus and you feel happier.
You do.
Yeah.
And let's do it now.
Citrus fruits also have anti-anxiety properties in them because of the flavonoids.
Yeah.
Because of the flavonoids.
Here, Serene, get you a sniff.
Yeah, hey, throw me a new one. I ate the pith off my last one.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, see? It's so amazing. And then the other thing I want to say, oh, it's so amazing, is you know that good old half a grapefruit, put sugar in it and just like toast it a little bit in like the oven?
Yeah.
Get it all crispy? You can do that with Gentle Sweet on
Yeah, and you don't even have to toast it.
Delicious. No, you don't even. I don't toast it.
But you know what I love to do with grapefruit? Do you guys do this? I do not like the big kind of tough.
You don't like
white
the pith
segments.
Around it?
No, the segments of grapefruit. Every piece of grapefruit, if you open it, peel it with your hands, not cut, and pull a wedge out. There's big, beautiful
bursting
vessels that each one is a little cell. I pull the white outside and release those cells to my eyes. And I get rid of the white and I just eat the cells and it's like the most precious thing you could ever put in your mouth.
And it takes a long time. So it's a pleasurable actual experience. It's not just a shove in a chew.
And it feels like, you know, when you crack a nut and you get that nut, it's the same thing. When you crack open that white and reveal the glory of the bursting cells, you think, now I really get to eat something and I worked for it.
Mm. And you can almost hear it whisper to you, you're going to live.
Yes.
Oh, it's so the whisper. And you know that citrus fruits also are metabolism whisperers. You know how you get baby whisperers and horse whisperers? Oh, they are. They do it in many different ways. But I think one of the reasons researchers have found out is because they contain the vitamins B3, B6, and B9, which balance the body's fluids. They keep hemoglobin in check.
They're methylators.
And strengthen the metabolic processes in the body.
And the methylators, meaning they turn off the bad cells that are going wonky and turn on the good ones in your body. And that's from the B6.
Yep, exactly.
And they have folate in them.
Calcium and magnesium too, so that's why they're good for the skin and the bones.
And you know, and it's winter time, and that's when citrus fruits, you know, kind of become more prevalent.
And we haven't even talked about vitamin C.
Oh, well.
Then. You know what else we haven't talked about? What? How you could take this little peel here and you just use it like a cleaning, like a magic eraser, and you can clean your shoes.
Oh, yeah, because that's the orange oil.
The orange oil right here.
Yeah, orange oil
off
is
the
a
grease.
Cleaner. Hey, what? Okay, I'm going to go around the room and you're only allowed to choose one. You're not just allowed to say both. If you
what
have
you mean, if you choose
a mandarin
one?
Or a cutie, I'm going to ask those.
Are they the same thing?
No, not a mandarin or cutie or an orange, you see.
What about a tangerine?
No, that's not in it. I'm going to call mandarin and cutie the same thing.
Yeah.
Cutie's a name brand, right?
Yeah, cutie's the name brand of the little mandarins.
Well, don't name the Coke. Just do the mandarin, the scientific name.
But some people only know them as cuties.
Oh, really?
I shall from henceforth call them a mandarin an orange. I know you like them both, but you're only allowed to choose one, Serene.
Well, whether it's a good orange.
No.
Yeah, assuming they're both good,
they're
right? Both good.
Okay,
they're both good.
Okay, because that really matters, right?
Yeah, yes, that's huge.
A really good orange. That's my pick.
If it's a really good, okay, Danny.
As hard as this one is
for me. You only get one each, right?
Yeah, one.
Yeah, as hard as this is for me, I'm going to go with volume and say a really good orange.
Yes.
Only because of volume. That's it. If this little guy was the size of an orange, we'd have a battle.
Really? Okay.
We would have a battle.
John.
I'm going to go with orange because I believe, don't quote me on this, but I think cuties are not a natural. I think they're...
That's
they're,
a sovereign
they're,
oh,
natural.
Are they
yeah,
made?
But
they're
a
hybrid
good,
created?
A good natural orange, yeah. I can go with that. And dehydrate them because that's candy.
Ooh. Right
oh, yeah. God's candy.
Oh, yeah.
Have you done that, John?
Oh, do you have a dehydrator?
Really?
You own the dehydrator? So you take just, like, you can peel an orange, do nothing else. Oh, then slice then, and then put them in a dehydrator, and you get candy.
Oh, yeah. It's amazing. Hey, bring that British girl over here, would you?
Yeah, Pops.
Where's the Brit?
Go for it, Pops. Steal my mic.
We
want the Brit.
Choose orange.
Yay.
Because halftime orange is at sports at school. Yes. And that was like a big celebration, like at whatever event or sport game ball you were playing, someone would bring out the beautiful wedges of halftime oranges and they're delicious.
A British orange.
Were you big into sports, Leslie? Yeah.
It must be a British thing.
Well, nobody asked me yet.
Oh, but let me just finish that line of thought. Under the Commonwealth, because Australia is under the Queen too. Mm-hmm. And I remember, do you remember Tuck Shop?
Yeah, we had
Tuck Shop was where you go and if you didn't bring your own lunch, you can just buy a few little things, a meat pie and sausage rolls and licorice. Black licorice was with these things at my school. But also Tuck Shop had quartered frozen orange pieces, 25 cents a quarter. What a rip-off.
They were making a racket,
But you could, if you want to make a little treat for your children, cut an orange, a really good one, in fourths and quarters and put them in the freezer.
Oh, yeah.
And stick them in Ziploc so they don't get freezer burn. But they are a fun little movie watching treat. They take longer and they can put their mouths right on it, right on that little frozen part.
Nub it.
It's so yum.
Oh, so.
You throw your favorite.
Okay. Yeah. So it has to, if they're both good, a really glorious orange is better. But I love it when you get home from groceries and you've bought a really good bag of mandarins and you're just, you know, you get to
going to town.
Yeah. Kind of. It's like, hey, throw mandarins to your children. You just start throwing.
You just start throwing. So you have to always buy more than one bag.
Yeah.
But can I say this? Let's be honest. I can, you know how you, people that slogan for Lay's potato chips, you can't just eat one.
Yeah.
That's a slogan for me. Four mandarins. Like if my children are running out the door, they want to grab a snack.
Yeah.
I see them. They at least four go in their pockets, two in each pocket.
They're so whittle.
Yeah, they're so whittle. I eat at least three or four.
You can actually throw them at the children on their way out the door.
Yeah, you just throw them.
Okay, so now this is just fun. I hope you're playing at home, right? Now you have to pick your favorite citrusable.
No, wait, did you tell us?
Yes, I said an orange.
Oh, I missed that.
Yeah, because I'm with you. I'm a volume person. Yeah. If it's good, I want bigger.
Yeah.
And also, it has to be volume for, because at my house, whenever it comes to citrus, we say, can I have a toll? You know, because you have to pay for the toll bridge or whatever. I don't know. It doesn't really make sense because it should be the person who peels that gets the toll. Oh, that's how it was. I was the peeler because I was the mum. So they'd be like, can you peel the orange? And I say, yeah, but I'm going to take my toll, which is I get to have a segment of the thing because that's my toll. But then that stuck. So all the children, if they see anyone peeling an orange, they say, give me a toll. And then you got six or seven screaming, give me a toll. So you only end up with two segments of yourself.
Yeah.
So I like the volume because you're only going to end up with a bit of your orange.
But, well, if you live in a family like yours, most people only have a couple of kids. Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene. This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
Okay, you got to pick your favorite out of all the citruses. Okay, I shall start rather than going at the end. Mine has to be the lemon. I just love it.
Ooh.
Oh, no. Yes. Yes, the lemon.
Yes. Yes, because it can make drinks and it can make your dressing.
And it is the sourest to me.
I know, but what about if you just want to sit down?
No, I'm not going to eat a lemon by itself, but for all that it brings to my life,
okay,
I pick
the
lemon.
All that it brings to your life, yes.
Okay.
Well, I hate to be matchy-matchy because if you want to know which one I use most, it would be lemon.
Yeah. And you love it. The enrichment. What? I'm talking about the love for a citrus. It may not. You don't just eat a lemon by itself and say, well, I love that the most, but I think it brings pizzazz
like
to so many
hummus?
Foods. I put it in my tuna.
Like hummus?
You put it in your hummus.
Oh.
Put it on your salad. Put it on your fish. Put it in your water.
Yeah, and my redhead, he constantly puts them in his hair.
Oh, because he wants
Because
not
he wants
red
to be
hair.
Blonde. I don't know why. Oh. I'm like, redheads are so handsome.
Leslie, did you ever not want to be red? You loved your red.
Well, it's just because redhead, because my brother, naughty Uncle Rock, would always tell Vision that he looked like the guy on the Mad Max magazine.
Oh, yeah. That,
you know, that red.
With the big.
Yeah, and he was a redhead with freckles.
Too.
And so ever since
Vision
that day.
Vision used to look like that.
Vision
he's
is
so
trying
handsome.
To take his red hair and make it
Norman
I love redheaded men.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, Leslie, tell us what you feel the love for out of citrus.
Samesies. I was literally at lunch with John today, and I always have lemon water with my lunch.
Yeah.
And I was like, can I have some water? 9 times out of 10, I have to like repronounce water 1,000 times. But can I have some water with lemon wedges, please? Wedges. And then those times they just bring me one wedge. And then every time I have to say, I'm so sick. Can I just have like a couple more wedges? And then this time today when John, because John and I were actually fortunate enough to have lunch 2 days in a row today at this week. And I literally said, oh my gosh, I just want like an entire lemon. wedged and in my water.
I can't get enough. No,
Leslie,
I know.
Leslie, do you put the wedge, and then yeah. do you drop the wedge in the glass?
Squeeze first and then
I try my best to like find the, like just to knock the pips with my finger yeah. into the thing that they've brought it. Just so it doesn't go up the straw.
I got to tell you something, and you're not going to like it.
Ooh.
But there was a test done, and 100% at any restaurant, didn't matter, of those lemon wedges have fecal matter on them.
No, I don't believe it.
100%.
No, according to
the reason why is because they travel from point A to point B. They never get washed because nobody eats the outside of them. But what people do is they put them in their glass, and that same truck the week before had pig rind.
So what you're saying is just squeeze in the lemon.
Squeeze it in and
then chuck
the
whole
wedge.
Oh, you mean the outside of the lemon? Outside. Yeah, but
restaurants think that you're not going to eat the outside. So they wash everything else because you're going to eat it. But they think, oh, they're not.
I never wash my lemons, but I do buy organic.
And then the restaurant workers handle them.
Yeah, but the restaurants don't buy organic lemons.
Yeah, well,
they throw them at each other.
I guess what? I've lived 51 years and I've thrown all the lemon segments into my water and I'm
Well, you know there is such a thing as fecal therapy, Danny.
Yeah, I know. Where they purposefully give you...
A little bit of pig poop, none hurt nobody. Now, tell us the love for your citrus fruit.
It's lime, of course.
Of course, you're Mexican.
Of course. No, you know what's interesting is I try to not be stereotypically like a Mexican from...
But you can't help it.
From...
Yeah, lemon water, white girls.
Pasty. I'm trying not to be like a Mexican.
I don't like limes as much as lemons. Like if I had to choose, like if I had to squeeze lime in my drink, it would not be the same as the lemon.
You don't have the Mexican
blood. It's not classic enough, right?
I always think I'm not a Latino from inner city Memphis, but open my fridge, what do we find? Grape drink and tahini and all of the ethnic things.
Oh, yeah. And you got the avocado. Okay.
But I identify as an extremely attractive, buff, white guy. That's the crazy thing. And I look in the mirror and I'm like, who is this curly freak? No wonder you're not making it, dude.
You are making it, Dan. Here's John to tell us.
Mine is a tie between Meyer lemon. Got to be a Meyer lemon.
Oh, Meyer's my favorite, John.
Why is a Meyer lemon the best?
Thank you for distinguishing.
The best of all lemons, in my opinion. And
is that a farm? What do you mean by?
It's a type of lemon.
It's a type of like Gala apples.
Exactly, and they're just the best.
Or Gala?
Is it Gala or Gala? But, it's Gala.
But tie between Meyer lemon and grapefruit and the red grapefruit. The red grapefruit. You go.
Have you ever got the grapefruit that burn your? It's like must be on the skin. It burns my lips.
Do you know one of my favorite desserts apart from, and then I'm talking about traditional desserts with sugar, you know, that if you go out for your anniversary, you're going to have. Well, I am. Sri might not. Yeah. Yes, you can. And then I'll say my most important thing.
Now this is going to be hypocritical because this isn't a natural one either, but the ugly is a really awesome fruit. And it's a cross between an orange, a grapefruit, and a lemon.
Is it that green mobbly thing or that yellow mobbly thing?
It looks like an old crinkly grapefruit.
Okay.
Yeah. U-G-L-I.
U-G-L-I. Not a pomelo.
That's called ugly. U-G-L-I. Oh, they're delicious.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to find an ugly. Okay. I was about to give you a tip for all the sour lovers out there. And Danny said, we're all lacking in sour from childhood, right? Yes. So missing nutrient. Well, if you ever go out, if you ever get a piece of key lime pie, because my two favorites in this world for desserts are tiramisu and key lime pie.
And you know the Trim Healthy, whatever book table or whatever.
Yeah, your daughter-in-law.
Us the best.
Esther made the most epic key lime pie. But I even do that to this now. If you get a key lime pie, because I recently went on a cruise and I allowed myself a few desserts just here and there. But, you know, otherwise I ate super healthy on the cruise. You can eat healthy on a cruise ship. So I ordered a key lime pie and it was not great. I was so disappointed.
Was it too sweet and not sour?
It just wasn't enough pizzazz, key lime. So then I said, well, can I have a lime cut up?
Ooh.
They brought me a lime and I squeezed it all over.
And it cut the carbs.
That's it.
I have ever had in my life.
It cut the carbs. Yep. Super. Yes, it lowered the prostaglandin, whatever.
I'm telling you, it went from the worst key lime pie I've ever had to the best.
That's real talk.
I've done that. Post-glandial is what it is.
I did that once just out of a whim too. Just like, oh, there's a lime and I'm eating key lime pie.
Yeah.
Will it improve my bite? And it was just like drenched in bursting flavor. It's perfect. You wonder how key lime pies not always served that way.
I think they should be.
It needs to be.
Yeah.
It needs to be served with a lime wedge at least.
Yes, and every bite was like, I first started, I just squeezed a little of the lime and then I just kept going.
Oh.
Yeah. You keep going and you drench it.
Yes. And so you can also do that with Esther's one. Oh, yes.
Let us choose, is what I say. Give the lime. Yeah. We may not use it.
I know.
But put the lime on the plate.
Yeah, like
chefs.
They do with salt and pepper. You know, we get to distribute what we want.
I think we're done.
We're just crisping it just over and over.
Bye. Trim Healthy Mama.